rest of the story. The lights in New York's Capitol Theater dimmed. And there in the all but darkness, an audience awaited the movie, The Sin of Madeleine Claudette. The Sin of Madeleine Claudette. An MGM newcomer was in the title role. It was a melodrama such as one might have expected to see 60-some years ago, the story of a misguided young woman who turns to the streets to support her illegitimate child. There in that Manhattan movie theater in 1931, the audience sat in spellbound silence as the tearjerker tale unfolded. Well, now, wait a minute. Let me call it near silence, because somewhere in the sea of wide-eyed faces were two frowning ones. And those two unhappy people grew increasingly vocal in their displeasure. In the middle of the dialogue, as the actress playing Madeleine was saying something significant to the plot, this man and this woman in the audience began groaning. Then they would make specific verbal objections. It was difficult to understand precisely what they were saying, and yet whatever. It was starting to obscure the movie's soundtrack, and others in the audience were growing anxious and aggravated, and then somebody who had reached the limit of his endurance shouted, "Shut up, will you?" But the couple creating the disturbance did not shut up, and if ever a young actress needed a break, the star of that motion picture needed a break. But this, well, this is the rest of the story. MGM, having signed the girl, scarcely knew what to do with her. With Joan Crawford's face, declared Louis B. Mayer, she would have been an instant success, but her face was plain to the point of transparency. With Garbo's mysterious aura, or Harlow's sex appeal, or Shearer's figure, moviegoers would have loved her from the outset, but she was none of those things. She was short, and she was thin, and she was obvious. And so, lacking any specific feature on which to capitalize, Mr. Mayer decided on the only angle that was left. He would promote his ingenue as a great actress. Nothing more, nothing less. A great actress. And he would, well, he would hope for the best. But now, here, in the Capitol Theater in New York, two hecklers were threatening this young lady's MGM debut performance until a man sitting behind them spoke up. And he said, "Some of us are enjoying this very much." He said, "If you don't like it, why don't you leave?" But with that, the noisy couple got up and left. But they never did change their minds about that picture. It was an embarrassment, start to finish, they thought. And who might have been better qualified to make such a judgment? For the man who fled the Capitol Theater in disgust was one of the screenwriters who had worked on the movie. And the woman was his wife, who was convinced that she knew bad acting when she saw bad acting, because that acting that she was seeing was her own. She was the lead in The Sin of Madeleine Claudette, an actress who would only later begin to please herself as such, a plain, diminutive young woman named Helen Hayes. By the way, the role of Madeleine, the performance, Helen Hayes considered so atrocious that she heckled her own acting in a public theater. That performance earned her an Academy Award. Now you know the rest of the story.